In the history of our republic, our presidents have held the office to one standard. They confronted our enemies at the gates. They stood for democracy as an idea. They walked into the Oval Office every day asking for strength from their better angels. That is the American standard. We all know it, inherently. We learned it in our classrooms and on our playing fields, instilled into every American that we are truly a part of something bigger than ourselves. But there has been a failing in that standard. You see it when there is no response to a hostile foreign power's attack on our elections. You feel it when an American ally saws into pieces a man who made his life's work lifting up free speech. You hear it when an American president says the buck stops with everybody. Dozens of women and men, filled with new ideas and the chance to set a fresh course for our country, will offer themselves to the American people. Only one will be chosen. That's why we call on each 2020 presidential candidate to pledge themselves to the American standard, to pledge to never cite the current administration as a precedent for future action. My fellow Americans, we have arrived at the fork, and we must forsake the lower road. Our path has already been illuminated. It is lit by the king without a crown who has been to the mountaintop, a king who has looked out and seen the promised land. He said, "I may not get there with you, but like him, I am not scared of the journey ahead." Let us follow in his footsteps. Let us offer our feet to that road. This is our moment. To meet it, we must summon the better angels of our nature and again reaffirm America as a beacon on a hill. Watch for the signal. This is KDF signing off. The F stands for freedom.